Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
They're still out there, folks. Yep, police say two men who terrorized a family in Queens today, huddling them into a corner of their house at gunpoint, and then robbing them blind, still on the run. The family says they took everything, even used their car for a getaway. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley in Queens for us.
Three kids were home with their parents when all of a sudden two men busted into their home with guns. They forced them to go into the basement, tied them up, and then robbed their house of jewelry, cash. They even got away with the family car. That car found just 2 miles away from the family's home. And police say the robbers, well, they are still on the run. But the NYPD says they are still investigating and on the lookout for whoever's responsible. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Whitestone, Queens.
And we will continue following developments on this one, and we will let you know if any arrest is made. It's terrifying for those poor people. A Long Island man, meantime, facing charges after he allegedly tried to hire an assassin to kidnap and murder somebody. And authorities say this wasn't just any old murder-for-hire plot. They say the guy started tossing in sweeteners. Yeah, including land to seal the deal.
Nassau County DA Ann Donnelly says the hitman was given a $7,000 down payment by Navdeep Singh and was promised a total of $100,000 to kill an owner in the construction business. DA Ann Donnelly says Singh, who's also in the same business, was being sued by the man.
Singh allegedly wanted the man kidnapped, taken out of state, and tortured.
The DA says Singh then asked for the victim to be killed and dismembered.
He allegedly went to the victim's home on the North Shore, took pictures of his house and his car, and sent those photos to the hitman.
Singh pleaded not guilty. He's being held on $2 million bonds. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
Yeah, the DA says he offered the guy 10 acres of land to sweeten the pot on the thing. The NYPD searching for a 2-year-old Bronx boy, meantime, who hasn't been seen in a month since a court-ordered visitation with his father. The boy never returned with the father, and the mom called police just 10 days ago to claim custodial interference. The father was brought into a precinct for questioning after the boy's mom said she asked him where the boy was, and he didn't answer. Montrell Williams, last seen wearing a white shirt and a diaper. We have his photo on our website at 1010winds.com. Downtown at the courthouse, the jury in Sean Diddy Combs' trial hearing emotional testimony today from another ex-girlfriend.
Jane let out a loud sob as she read texts between herself and Sean Diddy Combs, where she writes, "I cannot do drugs anymore. I cannot perform sex for days with strange men. I'm not a porn star. I'm not an animal." This was late 2023. She was pushing back on their so-called hotel nights that Combs insisted on setting up, even as he promised her regular date nights and time alone. But in November of that year, former girlfriend Cassie Ventura filed her bombshell lawsuit against Combs, claiming years of physical and sexual abuse, describing the same marathon sex encounters with paid escorts. Jane said when she read the lawsuit, she went into shock and told the court, "I was reading my own sexual trauma." Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Meantime, the foreperson of the jury deliberating Harvey Weinstein's retrial told the judge today some of these jurors are ganging up and pushing people around, trying to make them change their minds based on information that wasn't presented in court. The revelation was made in a closed-door conversation with the judge and lawyers for both sides at the start of a third day of deliberations now. The foreperson says he's made a decision and that he doesn't want to change his mind. Weinstein's lawyer asked the judge to declare a mistrial, calling it a tainted jury and a runaway jury. The judge denied that request, but said he would remind jurors they must only consider evidence presented to them during the trial and ignore everything else. The jury of 7 women and 5 men appear to be far apart on a verdict, though, asking to be reminded of the definition of reasonable doubt and rules about avoiding a hung jury. Well, Foley Square is where demonstrators gathered today to protest President Trump's travel ban, which bars citizens from 12 nations from entering the U.S.
It's a familiar position of feeling like their freedoms are on the line.
Resist! Rise up! This is our New York!
While the administration says it's about protecting American citizens from terrorist attacks, Mario Bruzon with the Immigration Coalition says there are innocent people in the banned countries.
Many of the countries included are in the midst of violence and instability, including dictatorships and authoritarian states like Equatorial Guinea.
Hussein Yadaberi with the Muslim Community Network is worried about the precedent this could set.
Today it's their homeland on the list. Tomorrow it could be yours. It's not a Muslim issue. It's not an African issue. It's an American issue.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Foley Square.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.